War Stories by Tony Glogler. When we're all sitting around waiting for yellow buses to pull up to the curb, drop the guys off from day program, or watching TV waiting for 10 o'clock and the night shift to take our place, sometimes talk turns to back in the day. The first time they came over for lunch, how Jimmy fit an entire Big Mac in his mouth. The special sauce sprang the table like a hydrant on the summer's hottest day. And Liz, shaking her head, whispering, "He's gonna be a shitload of trouble." I smiled, knowing he wasn't assigned to me. That Sunday afternoon when Raphael, the worker you'd least want to see walking toward you on a late-night empty street, fell asleep and Jimmy spread his feces through Raphael's perfectly picked afro. Jose promising to take Jimmy to the hookers on 3rd Avenue for a half and half on his 21st birthday. The quiet summer morning, Jean started screaming and I flew down the stairs, saw her leaning over Jimmy's bed trying to wake him, yelling, "Come on, boy, breathe." She grabbed his shoulders and I took his legs. We lifted, carried him to the floor and stretched him flat on his back. I tilted his chin, cleared his airway, covered his mouth with mine and blew, then compressed his chest while she counted over and over until the paramedics clattered up the stairs. I stood in the doorway, out of breath, tasting his vomit, sweat stinging my eyes, almost crying when the medics gave up on Jimmy, the one guy I never learned to like.